Don't lose the wonder. Has it happened to you? Have you gained the wonder yet? Maybe you haven't experienced the wonder of Christmas yet, this Christmas season. Maybe you've yet to experience it. Or maybe you had it for a little bit. And maybe you heard a song and the wonder of Christmas. You had it in your heart, but maybe you've lost it. It's easy to lose the wonder of Christmas. You know, you can go through all of Advent. And that's where we celebrate the coming. We're realizing week after week we light a different candle each week, recognizing we're getting closer and closer and closer to that day that Christ was born, when we'll light that white candle. And there's these 4 weeks of Advent leading up to Christmas Day, the 4 Sundays before Christmas. And you know, you can go through all of Advent, all this time before Christmas. And you know, you can do it all on the surface. Just go through the motions and go to many church services and Christmas programs and listen to Christian music constantly on the radio. And you can watch programs, Christmas specials, and you can go through it all and never let it get in your heart. Just have it all be surface, to where it never gets in your heart, that wonder. Or like I said earlier, you can have it for a little while and then you can lose that wonder of Christmas. And sometimes our biggest enemy is busyness. All there is to do and all there is to get ready. Many times that is what can easily cause us to lose that wonder. I remember my first meaningful Christmas that I can remember where I really got that wonder and I received that. I think I was probably about 23 years old and I had not been following the Lord and I had been struggling with a number of different things, particularly alcohol, drinking too much, all kinds of things. And I remember when the Lord finally got me to that point where He was asking me specifically. I remember hearing a message by Tony Evans in Auburn in my one-bedroom apartment and being there and just hearing Tony Evans' testimony where he said that he got to a point where he said, "God, I'm just tired of messing around. I just want to give You my life." And I remember that hit me. And that's right where I was. And God brought me to that point and that was my prayer. And I prayed that. I just cried out, "God, I am tired of messing around. I just want to give You my life. I just want to be Yours." And I really had a point of surrender. And I really began to see Him drastically change my life. I started reading the Bible a lot and praying a lot. Really saw Him change a lot of things. And then Christmas came. For the first time that I can ever remember, I really had a wonder about Christmas. I remember sitting in my parents' living room and just looking at that tree. They've got 2 trees, one in the den. I remember looking at this white one with just all this shiny silver and white lights. And I remember just being in there and really having the wonder because I was surrendered to Jesus and He was with me and He was in me. And now I really was experiencing what it was all about, that He came to rescue me. And that's what we're celebrating. And I remember it meant so much to me. I was like, "Man, thank You so much. This is the best Christmas I can imagine. Haven't gotten one present, or, you know, the day's not even here yet." It might have been Christmas Eve. And nobody was even around me. I was just filled with the wonder of Christmas, what Jesus had done for me. Do you have that wonder? You know, there's a great example in 2 sisters in the Bible, Mary and Martha. A great example of having the wonder. that we need to have at Christmas, that wonder of Jesus and having Him and knowing Him and staying focused on Him. These two sisters, Mary and Martha, one time Jesus was in their home. And you see, one lost the wonder and one embraced the wonder. You see, Martha got real busy. And it was all about Jesus. It was a good busyness. It was all about serving the Lord. Isn't that a good thing? Serve the Lord. Do all you can for the Lord. Work for the Lord. Serve the Lord. That's a good thing, isn't it? That's what one of them was doing. Jesus was in her home. She wanted to provide a great meal for Him. Do all she could. Make everything just perfect. And she went about it working, slaving, doing all these things. And she was busy. But she lost the wonder in all her busyness. The Lord Jesus Christ was sitting right there in their home, and she lost the wonder serving Him. You know, you can lose the wonder serving Him. Maybe you teach a Bible study group. Maybe you serve Him in a lot of different ways. You can lose the wonder. She got real busy. And then her sister, Mary, she embraced the wonder. You see, Jesus was right there. And she just sat at His feet and she just soaked up everywhere. She just got as close to Him as she could. And she just hung on His every word and just listened. Just sat at His feet listening to Him. Just taking everything in. The Lord Jesus was telling her. She embraced the wonder. And Martha, the one who lost the wonder, she was getting upset about it. She sees her sister just in there sitting down, not doing a thing. She's getting everything ready for the Lord Jesus and this perfect meal. And so she says, "Lord, tell her to come in here and help me. Look at what I'm doing in here." And the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, the better part." Would the Lord be speaking that? Could the Lord be speaking that to you right now? Could He be saying your name right now in this Christmas season and saying, "Your name, so-and-so, so-and-so. You're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is truly needed. Be with me. Take in the wonder. I'm what it's all about. Don't get lost in serving me. Get lost in me. Be with me." One lost the wonder, one embraced it. What about you? Have you embraced the wonder yet? Have you let it get in your heart? Are you embracing the wonder? Well, let's learn how a little more. Martha and Mary, great example. We learn from them. But let's learn a little more in Luke chapter 2. Let's learn from Mary. Let's learn how to capture and embrace the wonder from Mary. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. God tells us this in His Word. "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So, if you want to embrace the wonder right now and today and for the rest of this Christmas season, learn how from Mary. Let's learn this first of all from her. Don't lean on your understanding. That's the first thing we learn from Mary. If you want to gain the wonder, don't lean on your own understanding. We see that in verses 4 through 7. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. There's a lot of busyness going on there. They're about to have this baby. They're about to have the Messiah, the Christ. And but, oh man, there's this call to go get registered. Now they got to go. He's in the line of David. And so they go to Bethlehem. A lot of travel. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. Verse 7. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. In a manger. In a manger. That's a place where animals eat. That's a nasty place. Didn't she think she was supposed to be having the Messiah? God's son? Didn't the angel come to her and say, there's this glorious thing, the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you're a virgin, but you're going to give birth to God's Son, the Son of God. Emmanuel, and what all the prophets have said is going to come into your womb, the Messiah. You bear the Messiah. You're about to have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the God of the universe, is putting on a human body, and you're about to have him in the form of a little baby. Don't you think Mary might not have understood? When they got to that inn, don't you think maybe she thought that there would be a glorious room for them, the best room in the inn? And maybe, don't you think maybe she didn't understand when they got there and the innkeeper, I guess, said, well, we don't have any rooms. There's a stable out there. If y'all want, you can stay in there. Hold on, we're about to have the Son of God. I don't know if that would be his plan. Doesn't make much sense. Don't lean on your own understanding. If you want to embrace the wonder, verse 7, and she gave birth to her firstborn a son, wrapped him in cloths, and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Don't you know she probably didn't understand? She was probably saying, man, we must be out of the will of God. Something's going on here. This can't be right. You know, God's said this thing. He's given me this promise, and this can't be right. Something's wrong here. I don't understand. Maybe that's what you're saying. You don't have to understand. Don't lean on your own understanding. God tells us this in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. God says, trust in the Lord. Trust in me, he's saying. God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. God says, just trust me. Don't try to understand. Don't lean on your own understanding. Just trust me and acknowledge me. There's a great song that talks about when you don't understand and you can't trace his plan, trust his heart. He's the God of the impossible. He is able. With him, all things are possible. You don't understand. You don't have to see how it's going to work before you step out in faith and obedience. That's what faith is. You step out when you know you have his promise. It doesn't matter if you understand or not. It might not make any sense. So if you want to gain the wonder, don't lean on your own understanding. Whatever you're going through. And next, pay attention to the work of the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding and pay attention to the work of the Lord. If you want to embrace his wonder this Christmas, Don't lean on your own understanding. Learn from Mary. Pay attention to the work of the Lord. Actually, we see this in the shepherds. Verses 8 through 14. They were paying attention to the work of the Lord. They pretty much couldn't help it. They had to pay attention. And there were shepherds out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. And God gives His message. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And then this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace to men on whom His favor rests. These shepherds were paying attention to the work of the Lord. Now, they couldn't help it. They're out there watching those sheep, and an angel is there, and the glory of the Lord is around them. Whoa! What's going on here? They pretty much had to pay attention to the work of the Lord. But sometimes you and I have a choice whether to pay attention to the work of the Lord. God might not always invade your life with an angel and His glory surrounding you, but that doesn't mean that He's not working. It doesn't mean that He's working any less in your life and in every little detail, in every circumstance, in every minute of your life. It doesn't mean that He's working any less than He was in those shepherds' lives. Just because He's not sending His glory and angels to accompany it doesn't stop His work one iota. He's working consistently, constantly, continually, every moment, every minute, every second of your life. He is working. Are you paying attention to the work of the Lord? You see, Jesus said in John 5:17, He said, my Father is always at His work to this very day, and I too am working. Jesus said the Father is always at His work. That always means there's never a time that He's not. He's always at His work, and Jesus too is working. So God is always working in your life over every detail, every circumstance. And Jesus is too. Jesus is God. We can't comprehend all that. But He is working. The question is, do you see where He is working? What we need to learn from these shepherds is pay attention to the work of the Lord. Do you see where He is working? Do you have eyes to see? Do you have spiritual eyes where you can see God working all around you all the time? Do you see the Lord Jesus around you all the time? 24/7. Are you seeing God working around you? Because He is. Or are you missing it? Or do you go through a day and you say, I don't know if the Lord worked in my life today. When He was working every second. Do you have eyes to see or not? Do you see it or do you miss it? We need to be reminded of the lights. I read, just read the other day about a devotional with this incredible, elaborate light display at Christmas time that these 13 families in this neighborhood would get together, and they'd have over 300,000 lights that they all worked together, and they were all synchronized to music. And it said that they had 64 different computers that they had to have that would synchronize all these lights and work all these 13 families. And that cars would line up for miles, and you have to wait hours to go to these people's home and just see the display. Don't you know that was a lot of work for those 13 families to shine that beautiful light? But you know, there's two dynamics here in this story that we see. There's the people that worked real hard to get all that light to shine, and then there's the people who would come and wait hours to see this light. Pay attention to the work of the Lord. God is always shining. His light is always shining. Jesus is the light of the world. And He said, whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And so God tells us there that if we get our focus on Jesus, the light, if we keep our focus on Him, if we work hard enough, don't you think that those families who went to see these lights went through a lot of energy and effort to get all ready, get in the car, have gas, drive? Some people would drive for long ways, you know, maybe let's say drive an hour, hour and a half to get there, and then wait for at least an hour or longer. Don't you think they went through a lot to see the light, to have that light displayed in their life? How much effort do you put forth? How much effort do I put forth when you wake up at the beginning of a day to get the light in view, Jesus, the light of the world? How much effort do you put into keeping Him in your view, getting focused on Him, seeing Him, making sure you see Him before you step out in your day, and then keeping your focus? How much energy and effort and work do you put into keeping, getting focused on Him, seeing Him, having those spiritual eyes to see where He's working all around you all day long, and then keeping your sight there and your vision there? Would you wait an hour for that light? Would you wait an hour in prayer to get your focus on the Lord? And then God says we're to let our light shine before men. Think about all the work that went into these 13 families letting that light shine. How much energy and effort do you put into letting that light within you shine so that others may see your good works and praise your Father who is in heaven? Pay attention to the work of the Lord. Last night, John Allen and I were at Kohl's, and we were doing some shopping for him. What does it look like in the tiny little details? Well, last night, we're at Kohl's, we're shopping, we're just about to leave, and this one young lady has just been helping us a few times. We went to leave, and she was just over a couple registers away, and I was going to let that be it. We were going to head on out. But I felt, in my spirit, I felt that the Lord wanted me to give her a track. I don't have any on me right now, but give her a track. How to know Jesus. They're right out there. Get you some. Have them ready so that when He leads you, you can give somebody the message of the Lord. Well, what does it look like? Pay attention to the work of the Lord. Well, I could have ignored that. We were kind of late too. We needed to leave. We needed to head on to something else. I could have ignored that little bitty prompting. Hey, give her this little booklet. Could have ignored that. But what would have happened? I wouldn't have been paying attention to the work of the Lord. But so I walked over there real quick. I said, would you like to have one of these? And she said, yeah. I said, I pastored that church there. We'd love to have you come anytime. She flipped it over in the back. And she said, and this was weird. She said, you've been in my home before. I said, what? And she said, yeah, you and a few people from the church on outreach. She said, my mom's come to the church before. And she said, you've been in. We need to pay attention to the work of the Lord. What about here and now? What's He doing right now? This moment in your life, if He's working every moment, every second, what is the work of the Lord right now in your life, this second? What's He doing right now? Is He trying to tell you something? Are you listening for His voice? What's He doing right now? Every moment He's working. And so if you want to gain that wonder, if you want to experience that and embrace that, learn how from Mary. Don't lean on your own understanding. Pay attention to the work of the Lord. And then when you see where the Lord is working, like the girl a couple counters away, where I felt like I should go give her a booklet, I saw the Lord working. I envisioned, I saw that the Lord wanted me to go over there and hand her that. And so what's next is, go where the Lord is working and share what He is doing. You see, that's what the shepherds did next. You see, that's what happened last night was I believed the Lord wanted me to go over there. So I saw Him working, going over there. And then what's my job next? Go where He is working. I need to put feet to it. not just feel that prompting and think He wants me to go over there, but I need to go where He is working and share what He is doing. And that's exactly what the shepherds did. So the Lord came to them. They paid attention to the work of the Lord. And then verses 15 through 18, they went where the Lord was working and shared what He was doing. When the angels, verse 15, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. And then they shared with everybody there what the Lord was doing, what the Lord had just told them. So pay attention to the work of the Lord. And then when you see what He's doing, when you envision it and you know what the Lord is doing next and where what's going on next, go where the Lord is working and share what He is doing. Henry Blackaby captured this principle so marvelously. And there's a study called Experiencing God. How many of you have been through that? Handful. But he touched on this. One of the principles of experiencing God, he was saying, was go to where God is working. Go to where God is working. I just heard an interview this past week with the rock star Bono from U2. He's a professing believer in Jesus Christ, and they interviewed him on Focus on the Family. And they were talking with Bono, and he's a tremendous advocate for the poor and people with AIDS all over the world. He gets governments involved in helping them. And he said something that really stood out to me about go where the Lord is working and share what He is doing. And Bono said that he had a pastor, he and his wife, he's been married many, many years, and he and his wife had this pastor, and the pastor told him one time, "Bono, you need to stop doing all these things and asking the Lord to bless you, and you need to find out where the Lord is working and go there, because that's already blessed." I thought, wow, that's it. That's it. Don't ask God to bless what you're doing for the Lord. You need to find out where He's working, because He's working every moment in your life. You need to see it. You need to have pray, "God, give me those spiritual eyes so I can see You all day. I need to see where You're working today, Jesus. How am I going to follow You if I don't see You all day today, Jesus, and where You're working and what You're doing? I want to join You in it." Instead of trying to do your own thing for the Lord, "God, please bless it. I'm doing all this for You. You know I'm doing this for You." No. God's saying, "Hey, I'm over here working. I'm doing this and this. Why don't you come join me?" That's what we need to do. We need to pay attention to where He's working. Go to where He's working, because that's already blessed. That's what He's doing. That's what He's doing. Go to where the Lord is working and share what He is doing. And then next, take the time to wonder. That's what Mary did. That's what we need to learn from her. Take the time to wonder. Look at verse 19. So the shepherds come to him and say, "Man, we saw these angels. They said all these things. Here's what God is saying about this child. Do you know what God is saying about this child?" And then in verse 19, Mary, seeing all this take place, she doesn't understand why they're in the manger, but now these shepherds are declaring all this, and she's had this baby, and all this is going on around her. And there might be a lot going around. There might be a lot going on around you this Christmas Eve. And maybe you have a sick loved one. And on top of everything else you're doing, you're caring for that loved one. I don't know what, maybe you're going through a financial difficulty or a marital difficulty or some relationship with a parent or whatever, something. And maybe you have a lot going on, plus the whole Christmas season, everything to do to get ready. Maybe all that's going around you. Mary had a lot going on around her. But in verse 19 it says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." Take the time to wonder. Take the time to wonder. Have you done that yet this Christmas season? Have you taken the time to treasure up all these things that God is working all around you, seeing where He's working, going to where He's working and sharing with the people around what He is doing, and then taking it all in and just wondering? Have you taken the time to just treasure up all that and say, "God, thank You so much. This is incredible. You're working all around me all the time. It's Advent. You're coming. We're celebrating how You came." Have you treasured up all these things in your heart like a great treasure? Jesus, that's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a man who found a great treasure in this field, buried in this field. And then he found a great treasure, and then he buried it in this field. And then he went and sold everything he had and bought that field. In other words, when you find the kingdom of God, everything else in the world, totally His, everything else in the world, you're willing to say, I give it all to you, God. I want your kingdom. I want you, Jesus, above everything. I treasure you the most. And if you call me to, I'm willing to sell it all, to let it all go, because you're my greatest treasure, Jesus, the kingdom of God. Do you have that? Have you taken the time to wonder about all that? And then finally, live in joy. Live in joy. That's what we see in verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. These shepherds saw God work, and they paid attention to the work of the Lord. They went to where the Lord was working, and they shared with the people what He was doing. And Mary took the time to wonder and ponder all these treasurable things, the kingdom of God in her heart. And now the shepherds live in joy. They head out glorifying and praising God for all that He's doing. What about you? Have you embraced the wonder of Christmas? Are you embracing the wonder? Do you want to do that right now? You go ahead and do that. Learn how from Mary. Here's what she teaches. Don't lean on your own understanding. Pay attention to the work of the Lord. Go where the Lord is working and share what He's doing. Take the time to wonder and live in joy. That'll be the result. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank You so much, Lord, for all that You're doing. And Lord, we ask that You would help each of us not to lean on our own understanding, to pay attention to You, that You're working every moment in our lives. Lord, may we see You. Open our spiritual eyes that we may see You, Lord. Lord, if we don't see You, Lord, may we examine our hearts. May we say, well, Lord, do I truly have You? If I don't see You anywhere, if I don't have the spiritual eyes to see, Lord, examine us. Lord, do I truly know You? Lord, may I give my life to You today? May I surrender to You today, Jesus, and trust You, give my life to You. Lord, may each of us go where You are working. May we see where You're working all around us all the time. May we go where You're working, everywhere we see You. And may we share with others what You're doing. And help us take the time to wonder this Christmas season, Lord, and live in joy. We love You, Lord. We pray all these things in Your name, Jesus. Amen. Chris is going to lead us in a song. And how is the Lord speaking to you? He's working right now. What's He telling you? What did He just tell you through that message? What's He saying to you? This altar is open. If you need to come and pray about some things, maybe He's told you some things. Maybe you need to embrace that wonder and you want to do that at the altar. You go ahead, come to the altar. Maybe you've realized you don't see Jesus anywhere. It could be you don't have the eyes to see yet. You see, you have to be born again. Jesus said, nobody can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. So if you don't see Jesus everywhere you look, if you're not seeing Him, maybe you haven't been born again yet. Maybe you haven't given your life to Him yet. Maybe you haven't repented and put your faith in Him. You can do that right now. I'm going to say a prayer in just a second. You go ahead and do that, and He'll give you the eyes to see.